name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Today, host Richard Pettis brings you the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the Saint of the Day, and our daily update. We will be right back after a few messages.
Looking for a Catholic counselor? Dr. Peter Klapponis, Deb Rojas, and the team at Integrity Counseling Services provide faithful Catholic counseling in Pennsylvania and beyond. We offer telehealth and in-person counseling for porn addiction, betrayal trauma, anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, and much more. You can find us at integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781. That's integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781.
Looking for a Catholic counselor or coach? Dr. Fred Boley provides faithful Catholic counseling and coaching for men in Missouri and beyond. He conveniently offers telehealth services for anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, or just getting stuff done. You can find him at stbarn.org or 872-269-1280. Once again, the number is 872-269-1280.
She is a Catholic recording artist, multi-award-winning songwriter. She sings contemporary and folk rock music. She has been in the music industry for over 5 years. Her music is her ministry. She aims to help people that suffer from all kinds of pain in life and try to bring them to the Lord through her music. She has 3 albums out and her music is being played on radio stations all over the world. Her website is lisamarienicole.com and she is on social media. Her music page is facebook.com Lisa Songs of Worship. YouTube at Lisa M. Nicole. Instagram Lisa _Marie_Nicole_official. Her songs can be purchased on her website, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and everywhere else. Her merchandise store has everything for her ministry and can be accessed through her website. Her new CDs will be available very soon and can be purchased through her website. She counts herself blessed that God has chosen her to help spread his message. She is Lisa Marie Nicole. Get her music today.
The Four Persons Network asks our Catholic friends to check out and join the fast-growing Catholic website, message board, and community at Catholicism Rock. The quality and diversity of contributors is breathtaking and the content spans everything from education to news and commentary and spiritual insight. Partners of the Four Persons and our friends. Please check them out at CatholicismRocks.com.
We at the Four Persons invite you to check out the Rock Company located in Bethlehem. Our friends Tony and Paulette Rock have an incredible selection of hand-crafted masterpieces and religious items. From nativity sets and Last Supper carvings to rosaries and crucifixes. They have items for every budget from modest cost all the way up to priceless treasures. They ship anywhere in the world. Please visit them at therockcompanyshop.com and tell them you heard about them on The Four Persons. The Four Persons, Inc. is a federally registered and licensed 501c3 charity. Any use of any of our content without our permission is prohibited by law. Our purpose is evangelization, education, and social action. Please go to our website at thefourpersons.com or our blog site at thefourpersons.net to make your tax-deductible donation by credit or debit card. You can also send a check to The Four Persons, Inc., P.O. Box 11214, Manassas, Virginia, 20113. To contact us, send us an email at email@thefourpersons.com. Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. Excuse me. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God and Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, excuse me, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy. Have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. And of course, it being Sunday, I like to use the prayer from the Roman Missal, votive mass of the mercy of God. O God, whose mercies are without number and whose treasure of goodness is infinite, graciously increase the faith of the people consecrated to you, that all may grasp and rightly understand by whose love they have been created, through whose blood they have been redeemed, and by whose spirit they have been reborn. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, friends, since we were on the air yesterday, Iran attacked Israel. And one of the news reports I heard had drones being flown over Bethlehem. And, of course, you know our friends Tony and Paulette Rock, and I'm guessing their son Mike, who's also a friend of mine on Facebook, but I've never asked. Or maybe he's Tony's brother, I don't know. But they all live in Israel, or they all live in Bethlehem. And so I would like to ask each of you to offer a Hail Mary with me right now for the safety of the Rock family. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And I would also like to ask you to all join me in offering a Hail Mary for the family members of my friend Mike Brown and for the choir at St. James, who lost a really great member in Mike Brown. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. All right, let's move on and talk about our saint of the day. And our saint of the day for today is Saint Ludwina, or Saint Lidwina, or Saint Lidwine, depending on how you read it. She is the patroness of sickness. She was born at Schiedam, which is in Holland. She was one of nine children of a working man. She was born around 1380. She suffered an injury in her youth and became bedridden and suffered the rest of her life from various illnesses and diseases. She experienced mystical gifts, including supernatural visions of heaven, hell, purgatory, apparitions of Christ, and the stigmata. Thomas a Kempis wrote a biography of her. She was canonized by Pope Leo XIII in 1890, one of my favorite popes. Lidwine suffered a fall while ice skating in 1396 when a friend collided with her and caused her to break a rib on the right side. From this injury, she never recovered. An abscess formed inside her body, which later burst and caused Lidwine extreme suffering. Eventually, she was to suffer a series of mysterious illnesses, which in retrospect seemed to be from the hands of God. Lidwine heroically accepted her plight as the will of God and offered up her suffering for the sins of humanity. Some of the illnesses which affected Lidwine were headaches, vomiting, fear, bed sores, toothaches, spasms of the muscles, blindness, neuritis, and the stigmata. Her feast day is, of course, today, April 14th. And I'm going to read a little bit more about her for you from Wikipedia. Saint Lidwine, or Lidwina, Lidwina, was a Dutch mystic who is honored as a saint by the Catholic Church. She is the patroness of the town of Shidam, of chronic pain, and of ice skating. Okay, I need to start praying to Sid Lidwina and asking her for intercession for chronic pain. She's also thought to be one of the first documented cases of multiple sclerosis. At the age of 15, she suffered a serious injury while ice skating and became progressively disabled. Hendrik Monde wrote for her consolation a pious tract in Dutch. She fasted frequently and acquired a reputation as a healer and a holy woman. Upon her death in 1433, her grave became a place of pilgrimage. As I've said, she was born in Shidam or Shidam, Holland. I don't know how that's pronounced. And she was one of nine children. Her father was a laborer. At the age of 15, she was ice skating when she collided with a friend and fell and broke a rib. She never recovered. She became progressively disabled for the remainder of her life. Her biographers state that she became paralyzed except for her left hand and that great pieces of her body fell off and that blood poured from her mouth, ears, and nose. Today, some posit that St. Lidwina is one of the first known multiple sclerosis patients and attribute her disability to the effects of the disease and her fall. After her fall, St. Lidwina fasted continuously and acquired fame as a healer and holy woman. The town officials of Shidam, her hometown, promulgated a document which has survived that attests to her complete lack of food and sleep. At first, she ate a little piece of apple, then a bit of date, and watered wine, then river water contaminated with salt from the tides. The authenticating document from Shidam also attests that Lidwina shed skin, bones, parts of her intestines, which her parents kept in a vase, and which gave off a sweet odor. These excited so much attention that Lidwina had her mother bury them. Lidwina was credited with many acts of curing and charity, providing abundant food and nourishment to the needy that miraculously multiplied or lasted longer than expected. She died at the age of 52. There are several hagiographical accounts of her life that exist. And a hagiographical account is one that has an axe to grind. It's got a purpose as to what it's trying to talk about, and it wants to make sure that the information it wants you to have is shared. It's often a biased account. So one of these hagiographical accounts of her life state that while the soldiers of Philip of Burgundy were occupying Shidam, a guard was set around her to test her fasts, which were authenticated. It is also reported that four soldiers abused her during this occupation, claiming that her swollen body was due to her being impregnated by the local priest rather than from her sickness. The well-known German preacher and poet, Friar John Brueggemann, wrote two lives of St. Lidwina, the first in 1433, which was reprinted anonymously at Leuven in 1448 and later epitomized by Thomas A. Kempis at Cologne in his Vita Lidwigis. The second life appeared at Shidam in 1498. Both have been embodied by the Bollandists in the Acts Sanctorum under 2 April. More recently, in 1901, Joris Karl Heismans published a biography of Lidwina. The image of Lidwina's fall which apparently appears on the Wikipedia page, and I'm looking at it. Unfortunately, you can't see it. But if you go, if you search for her on Wikipedia, you'll be able to see it. So the image of her fall is from a 1498 woodcut accompanying Brueggemann's text. It shows her in the conventional trope of the swooning Mary, as depicted in Rogier van der Weyden's 1435, The Descent from the Cross. According to figure skating writer and historian Ellen Kestenbaum, Lidwina's biography and Brueggemann's woodcut is evidence but that by the 14th and 15th centuries, ice skating was an established wintertime activity for both men and women in Holland. And, you know, I got to admit, when I read that she injured herself ice skating, I kind of had a similar thought that, wow, ice skating goes back that far. So Lidwina died in 1433 and was buried in a marble tomb in the chapel of the parish church of Schiedam, which became a place of pilgrimage. Thomas A. Kempis's publication caused an increase in veneration. Her father's house, in which she died, was after her death converted into a monastery of Grey Sisters of the Third Order of St. Francis. Okay, when you say the Grey Sisters, you really scare me, because I was taught in high school by the Grey Nuns of the Sacred Heart. So the Grey anything scares me, because the two that I'm thinking of were really mean. The Calvinists demolished the above-mentioned chapel, but changed the monastery into a hospital for orphans. In 1615, her relics were translated to Brussels and enshrined in the Church of St. Gudula. In 1859, the Church of Our Lady of Visitation was opened on the Nieuwe Haven in Schiedam, commonly called Frankelandskerk, after the area it was located in, West Frankland. In 1871, Lidwina's relics were translated to Schiedam. On March 14th, 1890, Pope Leo XIII granted Lidwina equivalent canonization in view of her longstanding cultus. In 1931, this church was officially declared or dedicated to St. Widwina and called the Church of St. Lidwina, Lidwina Kirk. After 1968, veneration of Lidwina was moved to Single Kirk, hence known as the Church of St. Lidwina and Our Lady of the Rosary. The church contains four paintings depicting scenes from the life of St. Lidwina. The paintings date from the early 20th century and were made by the painter Jan Dunzelman, who lived from 1863 to 1931. The panels come from the Frankelin Church that was demolished in 1968. The church was elevated to become a minor basilica on June 18, 1990 by Pope John Paul II. The church is now popularly known as the Basilica of St. Lidwina. After the closure of the Church of Lidwina in 1969, the statue of the saint and her relics were removed to the chapel dedicated to her in the rest home West Frankland, on the St. Lidurinestraat in town. Only after the demolition of the chapel in 1987 were all devotional objects moved to Single Kirk, i.e. the Basilica of Lidwina. She is the patron saint of ice skaters and the chronically ill, as well as the town of Schiedam. Her feast day is April 14th. I'm guessing though I reserve the right to be wrong, that she died on April 14th. I don't see anything ironclad, and they may not have even recorded the date and just gave her a feast day. Scheidam celebrates St. Lidwina on the Sunday before Ascension Day. Lidwina's name is attached to numerous institutions in Scheidam. Since 2002, the foundation Intorno Ensemble produces a biannual musical theatrical performance about the town saint in one of the Scheidam churches. Outside Scheidam, there is a modern, by modern we mean 1960s, church in the Dutch town of Best carrying her name, Lidwina Paroki Best. Lidwina is represented in iconography, receiving a branch of roses and a flowering rod from an angel. Historical texts reveal that she was affected by a debilitating illness, sharing many characteristics with multiple sclerosis, such as the age of onset, duration, and course of the disease. Lidwina's disease began soon after her fall. From that time onward, she developed walking difficulties, headaches, and violent pains in her teeth. By the age of 19, both of her legs were paralyzed and her vision was disturbed. Over the next 34 years, Lidwina's condition slowly deteriorated, although with apparent periods of remission until her death at the age of 52. Together, these factors suggest that a posthumous diagnosis of multiple sclerosis may be plausible, therefore dating the disease back to the 14th century. However, Thomas John Murray disagrees. Enthusiastic, exaggerated reports and myth-building by those who revered her saintliness make interpretation of her condition difficult for the historian. Again, someone with an axe to grind. And I'm certain that Thomas John Murray is not a fan of the church. And Thomas John Murray, if you're even still alive and want to discuss this, find me on Facebook. My name is Richard Pettis, P-E-T-T-Y-S, and we'll arrange a debate. And you can debate me on Blog Talk Radio. The gauntlet has been thrown. So anyway, I forgot something very important. St. Faustina, pray for us. Pope St. John Paul II, pray for us. Jesus, we trust in thee. St. Lidwina, pray for us. And now we're going to move over to the novena of St. Jude. And I believe we are on the fifth day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Most holy St. Jude, apostle, martyr, and friend of Jesus, today we ask that you pray for us and our intentions. Please make your requests silently in the solitude of your own heart. You are the patron of the impossible. Pray for us and our intentions. O St. Jude, pray that God's grace and mercy will cover our intentions. Pray for the impossible if it is God's will. Pray that we may have the grace to accept God's holy will, even if it is painful and difficult for each one of us. St. Jude, you sacrificed for the kingdom of God. Pray that we may sacrifice like you. O St. Jude, pray for us that we may grow in faith, hope, and love, and in the grace of Jesus Christ. Pray for these intentions, but most of all, pray that we may join you in heaven with God for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Now, friends, we have plenty of time left today. Oh, maybe, maybe not. Because now we're going to talk about the Eucharistic miracle of Betania, Venezuela, which happened on December 8th, 1991. And if you listened to the show yesterday, then you know that John and I pointed out that December 8th was the greatest day ever for a Eucharistic miracle. And that is because, as many of you know, December 8th is the Feast of the Immaculate Conception of Mary. That's the day that we celebrate that Mary was conceived immaculately, without the taint of original sin, because she had to be the perfect vessel in order to be the Ark of the Covenant and to bring Jesus to the world. She was the Ark of the New Covenant. Excuse me. So on December 8th of 1991, Father Adi Asa Aristizabal was celebrating Mass in the chapel of the Shrine of Betania in Cuba, and during the consecration saw the host bleeding. The miraculous host is preserved in the city of Los Teques at the convent of the Augustinian Recollects nuns of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, where it is permanently exposed for the adoration of the faithful, and it is visited every year by numerous pilgrims coming also from abroad. Many prodigious events have taken place connected to the host of the miracle. Among the one which stands out that occurred to a young American who filmed the miraculous host pulsating like a heart while it was exposed to the faithful. Excuse me. Saint Joseph, terror of demons, pray for me. This Eucharistic miracle occurred during the midnight Mass of December 8th, 1991 at the Marian Shrine of Finca Betania in Cuba, Venezuela. Father Adi, chaplain of the shrine, thus describes the event. After having consumed one of the pieces of the large host, which I had divided into four parts, I returned them to the paten. A little later, I looked down towards the paten, and I could not believe what I saw. One of the pieces of the host that I divided was showing a red spot from it. A red substance began to emanate, similar to the manner in which blood escapes from a wound. After Mass, I took the host and preserved it safely in the sacristy of the shrine. The next day at 6 a.m, I went to see the host and verified that some blood continued to flow that a little later began to dry. However, still today, the blood appears fresh. The strange thing is that the blood flowed only from one side of the particle. Nevertheless, without staining the remainder of the Eucharist species, during the Mass, there were numerous pilgrims who immediately verified that the priest did not have wounds from the blood present in the host, did not have wounds from which the blood present in the host could have flowed. Besides, from the analysis, the result concluded that the blood of the priest did not match the blood of the particle. The host of the miracle was subjected to some special studies requested by the then Bishop of Los Teques, H.E. Most Reverend Pio Bello Ricardo, and the results confirmed that the blood was human blood of type AB positive, which matches the one found in the cloth of the Shroud of Turin and in the host of the Eucharistic miracle of Lanciano that occurred in Italy in 750 AD and was analyzed by 500 commissions of the World Health Organization. Since then, the host has been an object of veneration and of devotion on the part of thousands of pilgrims coming not only from Venezuela, but from the whole world. Possible to go to the convent of the Augustinian Recollects nuns of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and Los Teques to see the miraculous host all the days of the year at any hour in their chapel devoted to perpetual adoration. A young faithful from New Jersey, Daniel J. Sanford, having gone on a pilgrimage to the convent of the Augustinians to see the bleeding host, was able to film another miraculous episode. Here is the story. On the 12th of November of 1998, I went on pilgrimage to Betania with a prayer group, and they took us to see the miraculous host of Betania in the chapel of the Augustinian Sisters of Los Teques. Our spiritual director, Father Mozzarella, celebrated the Mass. After the celebration ended, he opened the door of the tabernacle, which contained the host of the miracle. With great astonishment, I saw that the host was as if in flames, and there was a pulsating heart that was bleeding in its center. I saw this for about 30 seconds or so. Then the host returned to normal. I was able to film a part of this miracle with my video camera. Now, friends, I'm going to make a note of this. And actually, I'm going to do something a little bit different. I'm going to open this link in a new tab so that I can pick tomorrow's miracle. And tomorrow's miracle is going to be the miracle of Lanciano, if it's on the list. It is on the list. Tomorrow's miracle is going to be the miracle of Lanciano, Italy, from the year 750 at the Church of St. Francis. So that's going to be an interesting one. And since it's only 12 after, we are going to pray, and we hadn't done this in a couple of weeks. We are going to pray, we're actually possibly going to pray a couple of different things. But we're going to pray the three Hail Marys Novena. O Immaculate Mary, Virgin Most Powerful, we beseech you, through that immense power which you have received from the Eternal Father, obtain for us purity of heart, strength to overcome all the enemies of our souls, and the special favor we implore in our present necessity. And friends, say your intention in the silence of the solicitude of your own heart. Mother most pure, forsake us not, despise not our prayers. Graciously hear us for God's glory, your honor, and the welfare of our souls. To obtain this favor, we honor your power by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Virgin Mary, our Mother, through that ineffable wisdom bestowed upon you by the incarnate Word of God, we humbly beseech you, obtain for us meekness and humility of heart, a perfect knowledge of the divine will, and strength to accomplish it always. O Mary, Seed of Wisdom, as a tender mother, lead us in the path of Christian virtue and perfection. Enlighten and enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son. Enable us to do what is most pleasing to your beloved Son and obtain our petition. To obtain this grace, we honor your wisdom by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. O Mother of Mercy, Mother of Penitent Sinners, We stand before you sinful and sorrowful, beseeching you through the immense love given to you by the Holy Spirit for us poor sinners. Obtain for us true and perfect contrition for our sins, which we hate and detest with all of our hearts, because we love God. Mother most merciful, help us in our present necessity. Turn then those eyes of mercy towards us, O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. To obtain this precious gift, we honor your loving mercy by reciting, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Okay. And that took about 4 minutes. And so we're at 16 after, and there was something else that I was going to look at real quick. And I don't remember what it was, but I will remember in just a second when I see this list. And that, oh, we were going to pray the Magnificat because it's Sunday. And we're not long after the Annunciation. 9 days after the celebrated Feast of the Annunciation this year. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and he has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and to his children forever. And this is biblical for those who don't think Catholics follow the Bible or don't have prayers that are biblical. This comes out of Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 55. Check it out to those who don't think we do everything by the Bible. And we could even pray it in Latin if we wanted to, but we're not going to today. So anyway, friends, let's pray one more Hail Mary for Paulette, Tony, and Mike Rock, and for everybody in Israel, but especially for the Rock family, because they're our friends, and they have the rockcompanyshop.com. Please, y'all, given what's going on in Israel, at the very least, pray for them. If you can't afford to buy something from them, at least give their website to somebody who maybe can and pray for them. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So friends, we're going to call it a day. And we've got about 10 minutes left, but I'm going to go ahead and end the show about 10 minutes early. I hope you all had a great Sunday at Mass. Oh, I know what I forgot. I forgot the daily update. Let's see. So where is the daily update? There we go. Okay. William hasn't given me topics for Saturday yet, but he's going to have two shows at 10 o'clock Eastern on Saturday. He's going to have Catholicism Rocks, and join their website, CatholicismRocks.com. on Friday morning at 7 a.m., our good friend Ken Litchfield is planning to do a show on the Mass, but if he doesn't do it on time, if he doesn't finish it on time, then he might do a show on common objections to Catholicism. Terry told me that he would get back to me after Mass today about his show topic for Thursday at 6:30 Eastern. And Ken's show is at 7 a.m. Eastern. That's 7 a.m. Eastern. And let's see, Lisa Marie Nicole, the Catholic version of Stryper, on May 4th is her next show, and her guest is going to be James Fincham. He is with Total Mix Radio, and he's also an ordained minister. So you're not going to want to miss that show with James Fincham. And now we're going to go ahead and call it a day. I want everybody to have a blessed rest of your Sunday. My name is Richard Pettis. I want you to have a blessed rest of your Sunday, which has just a few short hours left before bedtime, really, guys. And then from there, I want you to have a blessed Monday until I see you right back here at 3 o'clock. That's right, 3 o'clock. We're moving the show to 3 o'clock starting tomorrow. So I want you to have a blessed rest of your Monday, or a blessed Monday until I see you right here at 3 o'clock. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you all for joining me today. God bless you all.